Importers are sometimes unaware of the various permit requirements for the importation of certain goods. As a result, they are often found in breach of the Customs Act. Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Rees, in an interview with Ian Boyne, outlines why it is necessary for importers to acquire a permit and the steps involved in the process.
Yes, so who needs a permit and how does one go about that?
Yes, permits are required by a number of regulatory agencies. You have the Ministry of Health, you have the Trade Board, you have the Commodity Board, such as the Coffee Industry Board. So there are a number of entities
that require permits
through their regulatory function. Now, the individuals importing these items would be required to acquire a permit prior to the goods arriving in country.
You can't just import and then.
And it's a means of control to ensure you have the Ministry of Agriculture as well for disease control, etc., health and wellness of our population. So in applying for these permits, individuals have to go to each entity. What we are promoting now with the Trade Board is the establishment of an e-trade platform, similar to what the Trade Board currently operates, where you go online, apply for your permit, pay for your permit, and it tells you what requires a permit. The application is processed electronically, and you are issued with your permit electronically, and Customs gets a copy of that permit. So if one were to tamper with the permit, as we have seen cases recently with some agricultural permits, by having sight of the permit independently, you can quickly check at the point of clearance or at the point when you're processing the entry, customs entry. What we are now doing is working with the ministries, departments and agencies to establish a coded list of the range of products that require permits. That enables the importing public to be able to predict what needs a permit. Also, we have to guarantee a processing time. So an individual must know that it takes either 5 days or 4 days or 7 days to get this permit.
So this is where accountability comes in.
Accountability.
So Customs will hold itself responsible.
Yes.
For delivering within that time.
Yes. Because we are the persons at the border. But throughout that whole importation activity, if a person has a challenge at any stage, once a goods land, they cannot be cleared without the permit. And if the permit is issued after it lands, Customs now sees them in breach of not having a permit at the time when the import took place, which results in a fine.
Yes.
So our view is that you have all these items listed. Individuals are aware of what requires or they can check. They apply in advance and they are guaranteed a processing time. If it is that due to some glitch, as has happened, the regulatory agency can indicate to Customs that in this particular case or these applicants, the fault was ours, and we would issue just a warning letter. Now, once you have all of those applications on an electronic platform, it means an individual really doesn't need to go anywhere. He or she can just stay there and do their application.
Yes.
It's uploaded to our system, and when they do their entry, those items are scanned in electronically or fed in electronically from the source. So that in itself cuts down time.
Absolutely.
Reduces the risk of penalties.
Yes.
We've had a case where sometimes it takes 2 months or more for an entity to get a permit. And as much as they will have a hazard, I guess, as to when they're going to get it,
no guarantee.
They have to bring in their products to be in business, and then they get breached. So we're not in the business of breaching people innocently.
So this increase in the efficiency will
so from the government side, we have to make that condition, that and make the environment conducive to business.
Commissioner of Customs, Major Richard Rees, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.